This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Pentagon is considering sending more troops to the Middle East to help deter aggressive moves from Iran. We get more on the story from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Military leaders have been saying for months that the U.S. needs to beef up its presence in the Middle East after a series of maritime attacks and bombings in Saudi Arabia blamed on Iran. A Defense Department undersecretary told senators troop strength in the region will change, and other officials say the options being considered would send another 5,000 to 7,000 troops to the Middle East. President Trump's National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told Fox News Trump is open to deploying more troops. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A senior U.S. official said Iranian forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in response to protests that were sparked by government's sudden and dramatic increase in fuel prices.
We have seen reports of many hundreds more killed in and around Tehran. And as the truth is trickling out of Iran, it appears the regime could have murdered over 1,000 Iranian citizens since the protests began.
Brian Hook acknowledged that the death toll figures were difficult to confirm, but they are certain many hundreds were killed and thousands wounded. Protests erupted back in November after the government hiked fuel prices by as much as 300%. South Sudan's government has opened a special tribunal to try National Security Service operatives accused of committing crimes. Authorities say the tribunal is an attempt to end impunity and restore the image of the service damaged by numerous reports of human rights abuses. The National Security Service Tribunal is composed of 5 members, including a high court judge. For more news, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Firefighters in Australia are continuing to battle blazes raging across New South Wales. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner says that areas as far away as New Zealand are witnessing the impact from those fires.
We are very mindful that these fires are putting up a huge amount of smoke. The smoke drift is going all the way across to New Zealand and being captured and reported on satellites as impacting communities that far away. So these fires are significant. The fire behaviour is extraordinary.
6 people have died so far this fire season, and more than 600 homes have been lost, according to the local media. Crews from New Zealand, Canada are helping to fight those fires, and a team from the United States will arrive on Saturday. France public transport networks ground to a near halt on Thursday as unions dug in for a nationwide strike aimed at forcing President Emmanuel Macron to abandon plans to overhaul the country's Byzantine pension system. Francesca Lene reports.
Thousands of railway workers, teachers and emergency room medics walked out of work and onto the streets in protest. According to BFM News Channel, police fired tear gas at demonstrators in Nantes. In Lyon, banners reading Macron get lost and don't touch our pensions were on display. And in Paris, the transport network ground to a near halt and the Eiffel Tower was closed to visitors. Transport unions have set no end date for the strike, which is one of the biggest public sector actions in decades.
Francesca Lenar reporting. A company that claims to have the first drug to slow mental decline from Alzheimer's disease made its case to scientists Thursday at the Alzheimer's Convention in San Diego, California. Get more on that story from the AP's Shelley Adler.
The drug is called Ducanumab, and its goal is to help the body clear harmful plaques or protein clumps from the brain. Its developers stopped studies earlier this year because it didn't seem to be working, then did a stunning about-face in October and said new results suggest it was effective at a higher dose. Mary Carrillo is with the Alzheimer's Association and had no role in the study.
These are really uncharted waters for the Alzheimer's community, and what we can say about a 23% reduction in cognitive decline is that it is the largest reduction that we have seen to date in a clinical study.
The company leading the development of the drug, Biogen, says it will seek FDA approval early next year. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Michael Brown here in Washington, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. Vlogging Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you again, so I want you to relax. Today we'll be driving all the way to the east end of Africa. The east, yes, comes Wood Phoebe from Kenya. And this great man is going to be my guest later on the show. And we'll be playing some beautiful music from this great son of Kenya. So stay tuned and don't go away. But let's start the ball rolling right now from Sierra Leone with the music of JR featuring Negadon, and This Is Anything. And yes, this is a very beautiful sound. And right after that, Alhaji by Naomi Achu from Cameroon, and Adeobi by Marvins featuring the Don Jazzy group in Nigeria. But Anything is our track that we're going to start off today's show with, from JR featuring Negadon from Sierra Leone.
Baby, you bust in my brain. Baby, you take over me too. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I know go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me. Oh, na 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 na.
This is a song for all the girls. All the girls in the building.
Na 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 na. Yeah. Bam 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 bam. Anything, baby, you know me, mama.
make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. Baby, don't stop loving me.
Yeah, J-R alongside Nega Don. Anything.
I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
there will be beautiful music, Marvin's featuring the Don Jazzy group from Nigeria, and right before that, Naomi Achu of Cameroon in El Haji, and JR featuring Negadon from Sierra Leone in Anything. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on today on this great African Beat show, Wood Phoebe from Kenya. Stay tuned, I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Bandy.
You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. All right, let's get back to music. And we go to South Africa with the legendary Lucky Dube in Different Colors, One People. Yeah, we need to bring out something like this, that we may be different in color, but we are just one people. And that is by the great legend Lucky Dube, Gone But Not Forgotten. Colors, One People, the legendary Lucky Dube from South Africa, the African Beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, my guest will be right here, Wood Phoebe from Kenya.
Oh my God, I am classy, sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Bandy.
Hello again and welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Bandy here in Washington, live from Studio 4. And today my guest is from Kenya. Wow. He's a tough guy, you know, and you want to meet him. And that is Wood Phoebe. Yeah, welcome to the African Beat, Wood Phoebe.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Am I saying it right? The Wood Phoebe or Wood Phoebe?
Wood Phoebe.
Wood Phoebe.
Yes.
And what is Wood Phoebe?
Wood Phoebe simply means the son of Phoebe.
The son of Phoebe.
Phoebe is my mom. My late mom. May she rest in peace. Wood means son.
Son, okay. Yeah, the son of Phoebe.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's great. And I think I'll start looking at myself as Wood
Vandy, the son of Vandy.
Yes. Wood Vandy.
Yeah. All right. Well, you are here today and on the African beat. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, myself, I'm a simple guy. I'm Wood Phoebe, the son of a woman. You know? And by the grace of God, I'm in America. And by the special grace, I'm on African beat with one and only David Vandy.
All right. Well, today we're going to look at some of your songs. I know you have 4 albums to your credit.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we're going to play all 4 right now on the show.
Yeah.
But we'll be looking at 3 of your songs. And so let's look at the first song that you're going to play. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to just hit the song.
Yeah.
We're going to play it. And you're going to perform the song right here in the studio. Uh-huh. And when we come back, we'll talk about it. And the song is Nya Jalo.
I'm ready.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get the song right now, Nya Jalo. And this one is done by Wood Phoebe right here in the studio.
It's just an attraction. Yawa donge, kako present herself kende, pulls like a magnet. Yawa Nya Jalo, Yawa Nya Jalo, Yawa Nya Jalo.
Dr. David Agangu,
Kilimu Nya Jalo, ibiro mo sana.
ili mwenye jaluo utafurahi sana. Utakaribishwa vizuri, kama kuna joto utatolewa koti, kama kuna baridi utapewa blanketi. Utaulizwa unataka kula nini, kuna pizza kwenye fridge, kuna hot dog hata ukipenda utapata, kuna meatballs ukitaka utapata, sausage ya kuku hata biziko, viburudisho halisi ninazo, maji ya tamu ninayo, amarula ukipenda utapata, Jameson ukipenda utapata, Johnny Walker ukitaka utapewa, Nyajaluo pironyi sibange, feel at home, relax usiwe na wasiwasi, amatia service ya Nyajaluo, nyako donge bel manigi pesa ne
Nyajaluo,
nyako donge bel moda geode
Nyajaluo. Nyajaluo. I love it. And I love woman. Man. So, you know what? I want you to tell me, what is Nyajaluo? What are you singing about?
Nyajaluo is a Luo woman. Okay? Uh-huh. Like, let me say, an African woman.
An African woman?
Yes.
Okay.
An African woman. And I'm looking at an African woman with her beauty. You know? She's a sophisticated woman. A woman full of, you know, herself in a way, on the positive way, you know? Like, if I have to dress, man, I'm an impress. I dress to impress.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
You know? You know? And if I'm walking, I have to walk like a peacock. I take my steps one at a time. I'm not in a hurry. Come on.
Come on now.
Yes, I'm an African woman.
Man,
the beauty's in me.
I tell you.
Oh my.
Man, the way you describe it is as if the African woman is standing right now.
Yes. And you know, I'm saying an African woman, even if her education is just of a low standard, you'll not know.
No grown.
Because the way she's composed herself is just more than an attraction.
You are the man. You are the man.
Opoto.
Well, that's a beautiful song. Opoto.
Opoto.
You know, we'll come to that. You know, it is such a beautiful song. I love the rhythm. You know, it takes me back to the real African rumba.
Yes.
You know, I love the flavor of the music.
Thank you.
But, you know, I understand you were actually, or you are a music producer.
Yes, definitely.
And you used to be behind the scenes most of the time.
Yes.
So what actually made you to come out?
Okay, you know, I've raised very many musicians by the grace of God back in Kenya. And the reality is, after raising musicians, and some of them become celebrities, you know, they're on top there, they make the dough, you know, and they look down upon you, you know, like now they despise you, you are nobody to them,
you cannot
advise them, you cannot talk to them. And then I said, okay, I'm behind the scene, but for me to produce good songs for you guys, which means I can definitely sing, you know, for me to be producing that good song, I can sing myself, you know, so let me do what I'm born to do. Because initially, I was not to do production. I was putting up my studio, setting up my studio to produce my songs.
Okay.
Because I didn't want my quality of music to sound like others. I wanted to be unique in my own way, you know. So when I set up the studio, before I recorded my first song, I met a guy, you know, at the streets. And it's like they were talking about recording, want to do a song. So I said, okay, guys, I have a small home studio. Let me go and help you guys so that you do your music, you know. And so when I went to record for them, they had some little money. Believe you me, I recorded the whole album, around 3 songs. You can't believe, at $20 only. Because I was like kind of just helping.
Because you
know?
Just want to help.
Yeah. But you know, when I did that song, you know, it only took a week. And this guy became, boom, the song hits. It's a big hit and he's like, no, you know. And all of a sudden, all the artists ran to me. They want to record at my studio. And thus I became a producer. I didn't plan to be a producer.
Okay.
You know. So you actually wanted
to do your own music.
My own music.
So now you are out with your own music. And what are people saying to you now that you're not behind the scenes?
No, when
and
I
everybody
began,
is now looking at Opportu.
Yeah, when I began, people were like, "Hi, guy, you're not supposed to be singing. You know, you're a producer. Why do you sing and produce at the same time?" And so I got a lot of negativity at first, you know, and also people were like, were against me singing, you know. And I say, these people do not understand the art of music, you know, because I know very many big people who are musicians at the same, they're producers. People like Jay-Z. Yeah. Jay-Z is a musician, is a producer. Kofi Olomide is a musician, is a producer. So I understood one fact that very many people, like the fans, most of them do not understand the complete package of music, you know. You get the point?
Like me being a director, and I'm also an actor.
Yes. So it's like telling me, if I'm a bus driver, I'm not supposed to own my own car and drive it at my own pleasure. Are you getting the point? Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, it's similar. If I'm a doctor, I'm not supposed to get sick and go to another doctor to treat me. Are you getting the point?
So that is all changing now.
Right. Actually, it's changing, and I thank God that I've been consistent, you know, I've been pressing on, you know, and doing my thing. You get the point?
And so how long did it actually take you to release 4 albums, just like that?
2 years. Actually, I started 2 years ago.
You are the master of your own.
Of course.
You produce your own music.
Of course. Even if I was sleeping at night and the song comes, I'll wake up.
You walk into the studio.
I tell my wife, "Baby, wait on. I'm going to the studio. Come back later."
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, I want us to look at another song here.
Yeah.
Cham Giwangi.
I love the song.
Yeah. So... you love the song.
I love the song.
So what's the meaning of Cham Giwangi?
Okay, Cham Giwangi, before I tell you the meaning,
uh-huh.
I believe in life everyone has a relation. Okay?
In life?
In life everyone has a relation.
Uh-huh.
And the relations are of different levels. But the relationship I'm talking about here is that of a man and a woman. Okay? This guy was trying to hit on my woman, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, because I've made that woman, I've packaged her, you know, she's that sophisticated, eloquent, elegant woman, so immaculate, you know, with all the styles, you know, I'm the man, you know, I've made that woman to glitter.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this guy
from nowhere,
you know, now he sees my babies now the best to hit on, you know, and coming with his cheap lyrics, you know. To hit on my girl.
Who I'm talking about.
I'm the man. You know? I'm the man. And then here
and
I come.
Just standing there looking at
me. I look at him and then
where
I'm saying,
is this one coming from?
Cham Giwangi.
Cham Giwangi.
This is what I'm saying. Hey guy, Cham Giwangi simply means eat with your eyes.
Eat with your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Let me enjoy this song, man. Now you've given me a new one. Hey guy.
Cham Giwangi. Eat with your eyes.
I'm not. So let's get the song now. Cham Giwangi. Beautiful now. It's coming from my guest in the studio today. Now this, Phoebe is making me laugh. The son of Phoebe is my guest. And we're enjoying the song right now. Cham Giwangi. Right from Studio 4 at the Voice of America in Washington. Let's go.
Macho yako kama sicho chako kula tu kwa macho na mnyongero moro kajodo mwacho tamaili wafisi unaona mke wa mwenzio amengara sana unaanza kutamani unasema angelikuwa wako amengara vilivyo modo uiche wange nyapirie kelo yo chalo ugo. Okini kono yamo isiko mana e Facebook irango jaoni ngato ne ichalo isiko mana kioro message nise baby you are so sweet yawa you are on point I love your lips look at your nose yawa and your eyebrows they are so cute can I take you to Chakaranch just for a vacation to feel some fresh air for a queen like you.
but if you're so busy, we can manage Java. We do some milkshake, got an Italian coffee. Karemanundiegi, mama nyo sponsor. Kechikaya otadua. Nimine nivobono, uwe yuadue monoso. Los mari diogombi, yoyo. Madia bamine nivobono, malungi ngato. Migi wongi, Atoto mine nivobono, malungi ngato. Nigi woni Omera when domine ni gombono Nigi defender Ngama provide all she needs Chama chama giwangi Cham giwangi Mwonyo lau Nenda zako Cham giwangi Mwonyo lau Nenda zako
Bandi,
Josie, baby. Salamu kwa Anyango Angira, Nyarugwithi Masai.
Yes,
yes.
Ojuwa Mwodumbeta.
Wapi Arua Morin.
Iwaso.
Otea Shaban Varajaba.
Patik Dea.
Niko. Ugueno Bonyo. Rafiki Yangu.
Nyako Kasungudu Egi. Omera. You look so familiar. I think we've met somewhere before, but I can't just recall where. We need to meet and refresh our minds. And by the way, I love your six-pack. You are tall and dark. You are a dream husband. I love your baby eyes. They look so cute, yawa. Omera is a negatively. I can't get off my eyes from your photos. And the lady you're holding, I believe it's your sister.
Wickedness.
We look alike. Uchalu yawa. Uchalu. Nyakaki bwanjo.
Ubeni bibi yake.
Kare mangeki magako. Loge mitadua. Nyalo mkorero. Oh. Dicho mine ligomono. Malungi ngato, nigi wongi. Oh, imine ni gombono. Malungi ngato, nigi wongi. Atote, uungo mine ni gombono. Nigi waiguche, mami yese jete. Chama chama giwangi. Cham giwangi. Chama chama giwangi. Wonyola, wonyola, nenda zako. Changi wangi, chama chama giwonyolau, nenda zako.
Ofisa John Kabong Rakwach, the same. Big Mas Rudola, wewe.
Niyo tangi yo, nimeji lore godo. Natoka ngato nyasaye nuchweyo gichwechne Mari mari, mara wadware Los mari maber, wegombo mari ya wadu Mamo wacho,
ninya korwak me surprise Is when she can look good Ha, apana
Kata mana mtumba kiloko maleri hoyo pas maber Ibiro manangaro, kendo you will still attract
Hata kama wanakula Hilton na we unakula kwa kibanda pale Kariobangi. Hey.
Hakuna mwingine atakuwa so special. Safari ya choo ni ile ile. Na hata harufu ni ile ile. Tate chuma na odielo eodi. Tikaluka mimule mweno chama chama iwangi.
Yabisengo.
Kati muda mana nyoyo. Tojo moko chamo pizza, chama chama giwangi.
Beki na butola.
Kati wako mtumba, jomoko wako designer, chama chama giwangi.
Ose oja kamanga.
Kati wuto gitili, jomoko ringo giprado, chama chama giwangi.
Richie Opata.
Kati tia gikabambe,
Jomo tiyongi iPhone Chama chama giwangi
Jako ako
Ne ako mineno jaberno Uyi wadwe maloso Chama chama giwangi
Mesha omolo
Uyi mineno jaberno Nyako wadwe malito Chama chama giwangi
Wapi Professor Anthony
Mapili obena Malugir ngato Chama chama giwangi
Beti ouko Minnesota, USA
Rosina Karachonyo Donge gir ngato Chama chama giwangi
Jako ako
Teri atelo nyangia Malugir ngato Chama chama giwangi
Rao Teresia Anyalego
Opera polo piet nyafina kalsh Mano gir ngato Chama chama giwangi
Mercedes chungnebe
Koko Yati suba Mano gir ngato Chama chama giwangi Wood Phoebe Wolof dogi nong memi Mano gir ngato Chama chama giwangi Nyangi ako nyakano Mano gir ngato Chama chama giwangi yoyo John Capon, Rakwach, Ofisa Ilunatwa, Chama Chama Giwangiyo. Apollo Ramajam Yego, Mano Girungato, Chama Chama Giwangiye.
Udo Siri,
Kasunku Rafaele, Uwad Suba Girungato, Chama Chama Giwangiyo.
Udo Nyashula,
Oguye Njaka Mula Nyaka,
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cham Giwangi. I love it.
Yeah.
Man, so you actually told this guy to eat with his eyes.
Yeah, and other hyenas. You know hyenas? Team Mafisi, we call them Team Mafisi, the Team Hyenas. Those who want to eat where they have not even worked hard to show. You know? Yeah, some tell them, hey, when you look at David Bandy, as handsome as killer he is, that's someone's property,
that's
eat with your eyes.
Eat with your eyes.
Yeah.
And make sure, you know, as I would say, you can smell, but you cannot taste.
Mm-hmm. You got it. That's the point now. You got it, man.
Cham Giwangi, beautiful music, man. Yeah. So, now, you know, let's go back. We have one more track that you're going to play for us,
Yes.
But, you know, let's talk about your visit here to the United States.
Yeah.
What is happening? Are you here on tour? Are you here to do some shows or you've just visited?
Okay, I came on the 1st of December. And when I came, I was coming to stand with our brothers and sisters who were affected by the hurricane back in Texas, Houston.
Okay.
You know, so they had a small party to encourage them, you know, to be a blessing to them, you know, just to tell them all hope is not lost, you know, because there are some who lost their houses, you know. Yeah, so they told me, "What, Phoebe, we love you here. Why don't you come and be part of this? And, you know, we show love for our brothers and sisters."
So we have a large Kenyan population in Texas.
Actually, in America. That's why I'm in Washington, D.C. today. And in Maryland tomorrow, you know. Yeah. So when I came and said, okay, I'm coming to stand with my brothers and sisters. So I came, I did a very nice show in Houston. And then my brothers in Texas said, oh, you can't just come to Houston and don't come and bless us. Why didn't come and greet us, man? Yeah, so I went and greeted them. And then the ones in New Jersey said, oh, you must come
and greet us.
Right. And so I said, I'm coming
like
to
you're
greet
going
you.
All over the place.
And so Maryland, Baltimore, come and greet us. Here I am today. And by the grace of God, now I'm here with David Bandy.
All right. You know, let's go a little back, back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the political situation is a little calm now.
What
was it like for the entertainment industry in Kenya at that time?
Actually, it was really a setback for us. It was really discouraging because, you know, as an artist, you perform for the people. And people will not come to your show for the station, you know. And I'm sorry to say this, there was, you know, this brutality with the police people, you know, just, you know, any gathering, you know, is like illicit or illegal, you know. And so it was really affecting us because who will you go to perform to, you know. And so the artists generally were really suffering because you cannot make both end meet at the end of the day. So we're really going through a lot of things. So most of the time we're just in our houses, you know, and we cannot go to work.
So how would you assess the government's involvement or the people in authority, their involvement into the entertainment industry in Kenya?
In Kenya, I would say we are lagging behind. You know, it's better you call a spade, not a big spoon. You know, it's a spade, you know. And in Kenya, we are lagging behind because we have got authorities or organizations that have been mandated to take care of musicians, things like that. But realize we are not really making it. We are not getting the results, you know, the returns, the royalties, you know. They get the big chunk of it and give peanuts to the artists, you know. And we as artists, we are working hard to make sure that this thing ends, you know, because we are really tired of being denied our rights as an artist. You realize those who are in charge of the are in the offices who are supposed to represent the artists are living large while the artists are suffering, you know. Yeah, so we are working so hard by the grace of God to bring up unities among artists, and we want to have our own, you know, artists to be in those offices.
So if you want to send a message to like those in authority, what would you tell them about?
Yeah, I would tell is the right time they be honest and stop this corruption thing. You get the point? And begin, you know, representing us well and making sure that we get our rightful, you know, royalties and our rightful, you know, credit in terms of the work that we do, because it takes a lot, you know, of input, money for an artist to get into a studio and even do the song and have the song get out there.
And that is even an employment in a sense.
Yeah, it is.
You as producers are even creating employment
for other people, you know.
So now that you are producing your own songs.
Yeah.
And have you stopped being, should I say, a philanthropist, wherein you used to help those in need, that like you were walking down the street, you met those boys and they were planning to go to the studio, but they don't have the money, just $20, and you were able to produce a whole album for them.
Yeah.
Have you stopped doing that, or do you still help and then still produce your own song?
Okay, I've not stopped doing that, but you know, the more you do something, the more you become wiser. And the more you get to learn and grow from one place, I mean, one level to the other. You get the point? And you know, music generally is a business, okay? And I've realized most of the people take it for granted. When you give them free help, they take it for granted, you know. So I'm going back home, because as you walk around the world, you also learn a lot of things. So I'm going back home to take my production to another level, in that now I'm going to be sourcing for talents myself. Okay, and by sourcing for talents, I'll be organizing things like talent searches, you know, and I'll be doing it in regions. You get the point? Maybe counties, something like that. And then when I get the talents, okay, if you are good, you can sing. If you're coming from a certain area, I will make you to sweat for it, for you to get that support, you know. So I'll have many other artists come together, those who can sing, whatever, I can rap, you know, and then I put you on a competition, something like that. So those who will be winning, because I'll be having a panelist of other artists who will want to work with me, those who have raised, things like that. So those who win, now I'll be taking like 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I give you different, you know, different awards for winning. And then, but the major award will be getting into the studio.
Getting into the studio.
And recording your songs. Yeah. But now what I'll do, when you win, now I'll put you under contract with my record label. You get the point? So that I also help in terms of management and managing yourself. Because we have a poor management come to artists. Most of artists do not have a management plans, you know. They just want to sing and be famous. That's it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. Mm. So what are you taking from America? What else have you learned here that you think you can take back over there?
Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, America is not a place for people to be lazy.
So let them don't think that the dollars are rolling on the floor.
No. If you see someone send you money from America back at home, that guy is a philanthropist. That guy is just a giver. You know, thank God that they're sending my people work
because
hard.
People work for their money.
They work for that money. It doesn't come for free. It doesn't come from a silver plate. You know, people work hard for it, you know. And so
that is one good thing that you learned here.
I've learned that. And you know, I'm very positive about it, you know. You know, I was making a joke the other day. Why are, like, in the places I was, why are no people walking on the streets? What's happening? Everyone is in a car. You know, are these people lazy? That's why they don't want to walk. They always want to ride in a car, you know.
You get to
a certain place, there's a food shop, and you pay for the food while in the car. You go there, you pick it, while in the car, you can't even walk out, you know. I saw somewhere you go and then there's a TM card. You just get it and you put it in the money from the car. This is the highest level of laziness. But others know, it's time management. You know, people want to be on time, do things on time. You know, you don't want to waste even a minute. You get the point? Mm-hmm. So I realized, back at home, I've wasted very many hours to be a billionaire.
Many hours, right?
Yes. You know?
Well, I appreciate that. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you're going to take that back. So now let's come to our final track for today, which is going to be Mago Nonsense.
Mago.
The title of the song itself, the Mago and the Nonsense, combined together.
Mago Nonsense means that is nonsense.
That is nonsense.
Yes.
So what is this nonsense that you're talking about?
Okay. Let me begin with a Nigerian saying that says, okay, that while you're busy, you know, grooming a girl for future use, let me say so, someone is busy eating that girl, you know, like a mango. It's like a mango being eaten somewhere, just put salt and eating.
Even before the mango is ripe.
Before the mango is ripe.
You decide to pick it and eat it raw.
You are waiting for
salt.
It to be ripe. You're making it to be ripe for
and
you to eat. But someone is already eating it raw, putting only salt and eating. Are you getting the point? So the result of that, you know, is that very many sisters, our sisters, you know, this is happening all over the world. You know, the high rate of single motherhood is alarming. You know, and then you realize very many men are avoiding to marry ladies with children because they're avoiding responsibilities. Well, how are they avoiding responsibilities? You'll never know if that same person already has fathered some kids and he has run away from that responsibility. So why would I father some kids, run away, and then want to marry another woman with kids?
So that's gonna be it.
You get the point?
Alright.
So I'm trying to tell my sisters, those who are single mothers, because me, my mother became a widow, and then once you're a widow, you're a single mother. You get? You don't have a husband. But she raised us until the time she died, you know. But I saw the way she raised us. She was working so much hard to make sure we eat, we sleep, we go to school. Okay? So I'm encouraging our single sisters. Those men who despise you, those who look down at you, because you're a single mother. Come on, that is nonsense. Gather yourself, you know. You can be a single mother, but come on, you may be a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a single mother, you know, but you live in a mansionette. You may be a single mother, but you're a millionaire, okay? So single motherhood is not a taboo. It's not a problem. Be smart here, you know.
Just get it up here.
Just get it up
and
here.
And be smart.
Yeah, so those
so that is the Mago Nonsense.
You, come on, tell them that is nonsense, man.
All right.
Being a single mother is not a disease.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to be closing the show with today. Mago Nonsense is the track. But just before we play the track and Phoebe is going to perform that track, you want to say hello to your friends and family out there in Kenya,
yeah,
all over the world that are watching you or listening to you right now?
Yeah. 254, this is your boy, Engineer Wode Phoebe. They call me Le Grand. Yeah, the senior producer, the super producer himself. Thank you so much for your support. If it was not for you people, you are the bosses, I'm your servant, I wouldn't be here today. I love you, appreciate you. Thank you for making me come this far. God bless you.
Bless you. And now let's close with this track today, Mago Nonsense. And so I want to thank my guest, Wode Phoebe, for being so hilarious.
Thank you.
And also to my engineers out there, thank you so much. And a very big thank you going out to Patrick Dea, who actually arranged this.
Thank you.
It has been an awesome pleasure having you as my guest in the studio.
I appreciate
Till
it.
Till we meet again, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, leaving you now with the track Mago Nonsense, performed right here in Studio 4 of the Voice of America. And this is Wode Phoebe.
Engineer Wode Phoebe. President.
utwa wacha wache moro mota moanga ya utwa wacha wache moro mota moanga abinjogi wacho ninyi wa masando pogore ginyiri manene nyiwa masani opogore ginyiri manene siyo maneno yangu ana winyomana kaji wacho Nyako chalo maembe, kirito mondo chegi jomo kochame manumu. Nyako chalo rabuon, kirito mondo tede jomo komode gipote. Nyako chalo niam, kirito mondo yede jomo konyame kamano. Kiwote iboma, jomo kowacho, onge jaod ngato. E iboma, jomo kawinjo wacho, onge gir ngato. Mama, read body, be joy, you don't tell. Yamina, read Dalani, be joy, you don't tell. Mago, when you go, Mago, Otto, tell Mago, Keto, Oi. Mago, when you go, Mago, Otto, tell Mago, Muko, Oi. Kiyanegi. Kagiseti okori gibiro ketho nyingi Oh, gibiro wacho in worthless Kendo in useless Yawa yuara ni disen Unaka ATM machine Tila kadi inaingia ndani ati wewe Ni kama gari la wasafiri Kila abiria anapitia ndani Wachana nao Weri korige Mago nansen Wachana nao.